Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. You all look so sleepy. Were you up late last night for some reason? So I want to teach you very briefly a lesson on seeing invisible things. Now, how many of you have ever seen something invisible? How many of you can tell me what some invisible things are that you can think of? Teddy?
Air, oxygen,
that's a good one. Ella? God, that's a great one.
Wind.
The wind, kind of like air, but I'll count that one. What other invisible things there are?
Noble gases.
That's still kind of the same. The gases, yes, some gases. Yes, Ella?
Angels,
that's another good one, yes. So I want to tell you about an invisible thing that I saw when I was a kid. And I bet that you have seen it too. It was called invisible ink. Have you ever seen that? It was really neat because you could grab a piece of paper that was blank, and then you could write secret notes. Maybe I shouldn't have been giving these ideas to children. And I would send to my friends, and then my parents would only see a blank sheet of paper, but my friends then could see what was written. Do you know how they could see what was written, even though it was invisible ink? How?
If you use like lemon or something, you can put it over a flame and then it will show.
How do you know that? So there are different kinds of invisible ink. Some of them you can like spread it in a chemical on top of it, or you can apply heat, or others you can just flash a light, and then all of a sudden you see the message that is written in the paper. Well, I want to tell you a little secret about God. 2 weeks ago, you were asking me, hey, how come we cannot see God? And you were saying, how can we see God? And I kept telling you, oh, you can see God. You just need to know how. So you know what we have been celebrating for the last week? Why all the pyramids are white? And even this, what have we been celebrating? Yes.
Celebrating the birth of Jesus.
We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. We're celebrating Christmas. And there are many stories that we read in the Bible about Jesus' birth and also about when he was a grown-up and the things that he did. Now, listen to this carefully because this is important. In the same way that there is a message written with invisible ink in the paper, but you cannot see it, and then you put lemon and heat, and all of a sudden you can see it, the same thing happens with the world. When you just look at the world and you look around and you see nature the way that you learn about it in science class, or when you see history the way you learn it about in history class, and you look around for God, sometimes you don't see God. You don't see anything. But then when you learn how to see those same things using the stories of Christmas and using the stories of the Bible, and then you look back at the same things in nature and the same things in history, guess what? The same thing happens that happens with the paper. All of a sudden you go like, wow, so God was there. So the baby was God. So the guy that was dying on the cross, he was really God. And all of a sudden you realize that even though you don't see God, God is always there. And you know why that is really neat? Because sometimes in our lives, we will feel like we don't see God anywhere. Sometimes we get sad, sometimes we get scared, or sometimes we get confused. And it is important to know that even though we cannot see God, just like we cannot see the ink in the paper, God is still there with us, always. And you know what God is doing there? Do you think God is just standing there looking at you, watching, laughing sometimes? No, what is God doing there? God is there to help you, to give you strength, to give you courage, to give you hope, and above all things, to love you. So always remember that even if you don't see God anywhere, God is everywhere loving you and helping you. Will you help me bless the children? Gracious God, we thank you so much for the gift of children. We thank you so much for the privilege of sharing with them the stories of the faith. We pray that you grant them faith so that they can look around their lives and be able to perceive, to discern your spiritual presence in their lives. And above all, that they learn to trust that presence and to know themselves as loved by you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You can go back to your seats. and Happy New Year.